and Chad.
All right. Five spot. Every day at this very time, we put you on the spot about a new story everybody's talking about. We're looking for five callers who supported Matt Salmon. He has dropped out of the gubernatorial race. And we're going to talk to you and ask you this question. All right, you supported Salmon. He's done. Who are you voting for now? All right. John in Chandler starts us off. You're calling number one. All right, John, who are you supporting now?
Well, I'm going to support Karen Taylor-Robeson. I'm really sad. I love Matt Salmon, and I couldn't understand why he couldn't get the traction he needed.
I don't know either. I thought his stance on a lot of stuff, he was pretty good. I just, you know what? I don't think he had the money. Honestly, I don't think he had the money.
I don't think he had the money, but of all of them, I think he had the best stances on everything. I was a huge supporter. I think he was going to be great governor. I'm sad.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's one for Karen Taylor-Robeson. Matt in Glendale, a Salmon supporter. All right, who are you voting for now?
Looks like after the fiasco last night, I got to go with Robeson.
Okay. Did the fiasco last night change your mind about something or point you in a certain direction?
Well, I realize that Kerry likes trying to be like a female Trump, and I don't want another Trump. I want somebody that's going to be able to see both sides of the issues. Yeah.
You want somebody who's going to lead.
Has the ability.
Yeah, somebody's going to lead and govern, not just somebody's going to rant and scream.
All right, 277-KTAR.
Interesting.
Jessica in Tempe is caller number three on five spot. Jessica, you supported Salmon. Now who are you supporting?
Well, I don't support anybody that was on that stage because that was a fiasco. And the fact that they're not pro-life, I am a true Republican, but I'm going to go with Hobbs.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
So hold on. You supported Matt Salmon, right?
Absolutely. He was the best runner. He would have certainly taken care of Arizona the way we've been needing it.
So you're not gonna vote for any of the other candidates. You're going for Hobbs.
Absolutely.
Why? So we had
on the stage.
Go ahead, Barry.
I'm curious.
I don't want them.
I'm curious how you get from, you know, Matt Salmon, who's a conservative Republican, and you get over some of the other conservative Republicans and go to a Democrat. What's making you not want to vote for Robeson or?
The biggest reason for me is the pro-life. And if the ladies that are the front runners, if that's the best they're going to do, I don't want them.
All right. Mike in Phoenix on KTAR. All right, Mike, you supported Salmon. Who are you going with now?
I don't like fanatics. So that's why I don't like Lake. So I'm voting for Robeson. I consider myself a middle-of-the-road independent. And I just don't like fanatics.
Do you like Robeson over Katie Hobbs as a middle of the roader?
Good question.
I haven't really thought about it. I'd have to go with Hobbs. Okay. I'm an independent, but I chose the Republican primary ballot.
Amen, yeah, brother.
There's a couple of people.
That's where the action
is. There's a couple of people. Yeah, that's where the action is.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I'm an independent. I'm a registered other. And we can vote in this election, and all of us should vote. All right, here's Lou in Fountain Hills on KTAR. All right, Lou, you liked Salmon. He's done. Who are you voting for now?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go for Robeson. I went over to Salmon because when you guys had him on the show a couple of months ago, I actually messaged Chad via either Facebook or Twitter, and I said, that's the guy.
Yeah. I thought he was impressive, too.
Oh, and the interview was great. He seemed very, very level-headed. And I will tell you, there was something last night that I heard in the debate that made me just cringe and just despise Kerry Lake. She looked at Neely, and she actually said to Neely, what are you doing here? You've only got about 0% of the vote.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that is just an awful thing to say to another person. Yeah. I just don't like her. Honest to God, I'd maybe vote for Hobbs over Lake.
Yeah,
wow.
I've been saying that for a long time.
It's this is very interesting.
It is. So let's recap quickly.
Wow.
We asked five of you to call who supported Matt Salmon. Who are you voting for now? Four out of five are voting for Karen Taylor-Robeson. One is voting for Hobbs. Hobbs got more votes in this five spot than QAnon Kerry.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, and not only that, but all these people, or most of them said they watched the debate and they saw Carrie Lake and they said, I'm not vote. I was thinking about voting for her and I'm not going to do that now. She drove me away. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. If people see you and that causes them to go in the other direction, that's not a good sign, Gatos.
Yeah.
And Matt Salmon, by the way, when he dropped out the next day, he endorsed Karen Taylor Robeson. So, he's encouraging his folks to go there. Obviously, you don't have to, but, that was very interesting. Yep. Just five random folks.